This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Penguin Pandemonium, The Rescue, by Jean Willis. Read by Penny MacDonald. Chapter 1. Bad Chicks. It was perfect weather for penguins. It had snowed heavily in the night, and the penguin enclosure at City Zoo looked just like the Arctic. The wooden huts where they slept glittered under a frosty duvet like a row of mini igloos, and there were icicles hanging off the palace where Big Paulie the Emperor Penguin lived. It was so cold the penguin pool had frozen, and to Rory the Rockhopper's delight, the ice was thick enough to stand on. He tested it carefully with one foot, then both feet. It seemed perfectly safe, but the two bears who were watching him had their doubts.
"You're skating on thin ice, matey," shouted Orson.
"Don't come crying to us when it cracks and you freeze your butt," added Ursie.
Rory looked up at them, but instead of the two brown bears that normally lived in the paddock, there appeared to be two polar bears.
"Dang! I hate the way the flakes stick to my fur when I make a snow angel," said Orson,
brushing himself down and revealing his true colours.
"Some angel," grunted Ursie. "You're the night bear before Christmas."
Just then, Blue, the little fairy penguin, came skidding over.